the competition's making us better. And so there's some nerves out there, but I think when they get in the locker room and get around each other, they seem to enjoy each other. A little bit of both. It's nice to see the defense keep them out of the end zone when they need to score. The offense had some sloppiness at the end of the drives where they need to get better, need to be more crisp finishing drives. There were some opportunities there, but the defense held them out nicely. He was running around. I didn't see any noticeable limp or anything like that. He was moving around, did some change of direction. Looked fine.
Regular season.
Yes.
Regular season is still over a month away. How much is it err on the side of caution for you guys, maybe being planned with that?
It's hard to be cautious playing and coaching this game. We have to get guys ready to go play and compete. That's the big thing right now, and get the fundamentals right. If you go through and you're cautious and you're not hitting, you're not physical, it's hard to be ready in week one.
Would you be open to playing him in the first preseason game then?
Who is that?
Sterling.
If he's ready to go. We haven't had our playtime meeting yet, no.
I think the offense is ahead of the defense ahead of the offense, or anything like that, like a baseball walking some pitch ahead of the catcher first, like 3 weeks.
I think it just depends on which play it is. It depends on what the starting point in the play. Offense could have a good starting point and have a chance just based, because we're just rolling calls in on both sides of the ball right now, trying to get some work, trying to get the schemes in on both sides. So. I think we have a good competition going on both sides, but it just depends on the play. I don't think any side of the ball is ahead of each other at this point.
It seemed like Brandon got out of pretty active practice today. Is that a sign that he's getting more comfortable with
the rest? It just depends on the call. A lot of times, like I just said, we're just rolling calls in there. He had a little more opportunities, some more opportunities today, took advantage of those opportunities. I think you saw him today. We played him a little bit in 2 minutes. We put him in there, and he transitioned nicely. So he can pick up some of the running back stuff, the single back stuff, even being a fullback type because he's played quarterback. I think he gets the game from that standpoint. Today was an acclimation day, and we monitored some things leading up to the competitive team periods, and it was an acclimation day.
And what differences did you see in Darius Powell in his game? Obviously, you had him here last year, spent time with him, so he's been in building. What do you see in him, how far he's come last year?
You just coach him on the details now. He knows what he has to do and how to do it. But the fine details of the game, that's what you spend your time when you talk to him about the game and you're coaching him up on specific plays or concepts. It's about the details.
Does he show up faster on the field, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's a player that he knows what to do and how to do it. Anytime you know what to do and how to do it, you have a chance to play fast and use what your abilities are.
How is Michael Thompson's move to quarterback model you're making so far?
He's had some good days and some days where he's lost some battles, but he keeps on battling.
Why did you make the decision to put him back at cornerback? Obviously, he was a safety here for a couple of years.
Felt that gave him his best chance to make the team.
He was all right with it, huh? He was all on board with that? Or?
That's a better question for Mikel.
With Brandon Marshall, I'm obviously a big guy. That's put a lot of balls here in traffic. Have you seen that? How rare is that, his ability to do that?
He's a big man. When there's a lot of noise around him, he doesn't seem to flinch. We're not in pads now, or we're not in a live environment at this point in time. But he's a guy that's made a living. He seems the more traffic around him, the better he gets.
So this is sort of what you expected from him?
Yeah, again, we're just out here practicing right now. He's not live. He hasn't been tackled yet in practice, but... Yeah, I mean, the film shows, the evidence shows year after year that, you know, the more traffic he's in, it seems like the better he plays.
Do you intend to tackle in practice at all?
Do I intend to practice? Not to this point, no.
At any point, or are you only
checked my dictionary. I think it has what? Never say never. So we'll leave it at that.